Have you ever been watching something on television and in the space of time of one program, you might hear the same advertisement two, maybe three times? And you kind of wonder in yourself, why? Why do they give us the same thing so frequently? Why don't they change it a little, rotate it a little? And yet I suspect there's a reason for that. I suspect that what they're hoping is that if we hear something several times, especially if that begins to happen over a period of days and weeks, that that message is going to begin to take root within us. And we're going to do what it is that they want us to do, or buy what it is they want us to buy. You may wonder why in this Easter season the church focuses so much on the resurrection. Every Sunday of this season, we're going to have something of a story of the risen Christ. Why is that? I think maybe it's some of the same psychology. That if we hear it over and over and over again, it will begin to take root within our hearts. And we will begin to believe on a level more deeply, more profoundly, that this Jesus who died truly rose, and that he invites us to put our faith in him. One of the things the church really wants to focus on, the scriptures want to focus on, is the reality of the resurrection. Notice the words in the gospel reading today. You know, ghost does not have flesh and bones as I have. It is really me. Do you have something to eat? Jesus wanted to bring home to those early apostles that he was not just some spirit without a body, that he was not some ghost, but that it was truly him, his flesh and blood, that had risen from the dead. Therefore, he wanted them to touch him. He wanted to eat something in their presence. He wanted them to know that he was truly risen. Now, the reality of the resurrection is the most important truth of our faith. St. Paul said, if he has not risen, your faith is in vain. He also said that if he has not risen, those who have died in Christ, I love this phrase, are the deadest of the dead. That if Christ is not risen, you and I have no reason to be here this morning. Because our faith is empty. And yet, if he has risen, and if he has gathered us to himself through baptism, then our lives are filled with hope. Our lives are filled with meaning, because that risen life is the life he wants to share with each and every one of us. He wants us to know and believe that someday we will rise not only in our spirits, but also in our flesh. That glorified flesh and we will be in God's presence forever. That knowledge, that reality, is meant to motivate everything we say, everything we do, everything we think. Because in Christ Jesus, you and I can live forever. Notice another constant theme is the theme of faith. Do we believe in Him? Do we give our lives to Him? That's what we're called to do. The other theme that comes out in the readings this morning is the theme of repentance. Comes out in the first reading, comes out in the gospel reading, is present also under the theme of obey the commandments in the second reading. It's not saying that you and I are murderers or adulterers or things like that. Could be. But it's much more saying each of us are called to look at our lives. Where are they not what God wants them to be? We are called to change. We are called, in a sense, to turn around and to bring ourselves more and more in line with the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what repentance is all about. Acknowledging where we need to change, where we need to be different, and then go about the process trying to achieve that in our lives. We gather here today. We gather here every Sunday so that we can praise and thank the God who has given us the hope of everlasting life. You know, our sense of gratitude, our sense of praising God says a lot about us. If we are not grateful, if we do not have that capacity to really praise and glorify God, what it's saying about us is that we're still trusting in ourselves. We're still putting all of our hope in ourselves and what we can do. But once we know that our salvation lies in someone outside of us, then we begin to be grateful. We begin to be thankful. We begin to praise the God who has loved us so much. But we not only gather here to praise and thank, we also gather here to be strengthened so that we can walk that journey of faith. And we can repent of those areas of our life where change is needed. We gather here also to remember that we do not walk alone. We are companions on the journey to the kingdom of heaven. And we are meant to strengthen one another, to assist one another in walking with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We gather here also to offer our lives to the Father in union with Christ Jesus, to make sacrifice of our lives, to give them to God as Jesus gave His life to God. Each time we gather here, we are invited to renew that gift of ourselves to the Father in union with Jesus Christ. And finally, and most importantly, we gather here to be nourished. Nourished at the table of His Word, nourished at the table of His body and blood, so the life of the Lord Jesus can be deepened in us, and we can be more and more transformed into His image.